Welcome to North Idaho Radio 97.1 FM Sandpoint. I'm Mickey Hemingway of MK Hemingway Coaching and Consulting, and this is my monthly radio show, Moment with Mickey. This show focuses on local businesses, organizations, and community activities that impact business and life here in the Sandpoint area. I've lived in Sandpoint since 1997. I spent the bulk of my career working for national retailers at the corporate level, managing store operations. 8 years ago, I left the corporate world and opened my own business of coaching and consulting individuals, businesses, and their teams. Today, I'm very pleased to be speaking with a variety of community members. I'll be joined by Nicole and Les Chamberlain, co-owners of Off the Track Wellness, and Katie Bogalke, the executive director of the Sandpoint Community Resource and Vision Center. But first, let's review what's happening around town in the coming days. Tonight, Monday, April 20th at 5:30 p.m. is Wine for You's monthly wine tasting at Baxter's Back Door, located at the corner of 2nd Avenue and Cedar Street. Beth Giacomo, owner of Wine for You, hosts a monthly tasting where you get to taste five different wines and can order individual bottles or cases of your favorites at discounted prices. The cost for attending the event is $20 for wine club members, $25 for non-members, and just visit Wine for You's website to reserve your seat. That website is spelled W-I-N-E, the number 4, the letter U, online.com. K&K Spring Fishing Derby returns to Lake Ponderay from Saturday, April 25th through Sunday, May 3rd, offering anglers of all ages the chance to get out on the water and compete for over $20,000 in cash and prizes. The Derby kicks off at 6 a.m. on Saturday, April 25th, which is opening day, and runs through 4 p.m. Sunday, May 3rd. There are adult divisions for Mackinac and Rainbow, along with junior division and two youth divisions. Adult registration is $60 for participants 18 and older, while juniors, ages 13 through 17, can enter for $10. Youth divisions include ages 9 through 12, that's Youth Group A, and 8 and under, Youth Group B. Both of the youth groups are free to enter, but those do require pre-registration. Whether you're a seasoned angler or introducing kids to the sport, the Spring Derby is a great opportunity to enjoy a week of fishing on one of North Idaho's premier lakes. Register and get more information at lpoic.org/fishing-derbies. Taking place on Saturday, April 25th, is Earth Day in Sandpoint, One with Nature, 8K run or walk. Lace up your sneakers and be at City Beach starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday. This community event invites runners and walkers of all ages to enjoy a scenic course along the lake while celebrating Earth Day outdoors. Alongside the run, participants can explore a local vendor fair featuring community groups and businesses focused on sustainability and outdoor living. Every registration helps support the Parks and Rec Department and wildlife conservation efforts, helping protect and preserve the natural spaces that make Sandpoint so special. Visit the website runsignup.com and type Sandpoint in the search bar to find Earth Day and Sandpoint event to pre-register. Also happening on this Saturday, April 25th, is Spring Fling. The Sandpoint Downtown Shopping District puts this event on with a long list of downtown businesses participating. The fun kicks off at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tomlinson Sotheby's office, located at the corner of Cedar Street and Fifth Avenue. That's where you can pick up your event passport to collect stamps from participating businesses for a chance to win $500 prize. And there's also a chance to win a vacation stay valued at $2,500. Visit the website sandpointdowntownshopping.com to see all the details and how to enter to win. Coming up on next Thursday, April 30th, is the Little Black Dress Cocktails and Conversation put on Bonner Homeless Transitions. The event takes place at the Idaho Club from 5 to 8 p.m., Thursday, April 30th. Visit the website bonnerhomelesstransitions.org to learn more and to purchase tickets. And of course, I have to mention the big event coming up in May. Lost in the 50s takes place May 14th through the 16th. We're going to take a break, and right after that, I'll be welcoming my first guest, Nicole and Les Chamberlain of Off the Tracks Wellness. So don't go anywhere, stay tuned, and thank you for joining this Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonner's Ferry. We'll be right back.
Pro-X Home Center is your spring cleaning headquarters with items you won't find anywhere else in town, like the popular Tornado Spin Mop, Swiffer Wet Jet, and a brand new item, a handheld power scrubber for those tough bathroom cleanup jobs. We can help spring clean outside, too, with great deals on items like long-handled garden tools, nozzle sprayers, Gorilla carts, leaf blowers, electric mowers, and so much more. Pro-X Home Center, your hometown everything store.
The RV Expo Sale is back at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
The largest RV show of the entire year.
With seven of the biggest dealers battling it out.
Come rain or shine.
Because this RV Expo is indoors and out.
April 23rd to the 26th.
At the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. For the first time in decades.
Seven RV dealers, including Tiny Homes,
fighting for your business.
New and used.
Yes.
A huge selection of used and new.
Travel trailers to motorhomes. Truck campers to toy haulers.
This is the biggest sale of the year.
Free parking and free admission
with manufacturers and banks on site.
Huge factory rebates
and special credit financing from national and local lenders.
This is the biggest sale of the year.
Every brand,
every model,
and every floor plan on full display
at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
Brinkley,
Newmar,
Tiffin,
Alliance,
Jayco,
Airstream,
Grand Design,
Forest River,
Keystone,
Four,
Tiny Homes,
and Outdoor RV Manufacturing.
4 days only.
Learn more at RVExposale.com.
Hey, come on, let's go outside. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, inviting you all to a great new way to indulge yourself at home. Sandpoint Furniture has brought in a new higher-end outdoor line of furniture called Bitterroot Outdoor, made by the Amish in St. Ignatius, Montana, and they're always known for their craftsmanship. Each piece of Bitterroot Outdoors is thoughtfully designed and built with a poly-tough material with a 20-year warranty that will stand up to all of our weather elements, rain, snow, and bright sunny days, without the hassle of covering or maintenance. With several collections and color combinations to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect complement to your outdoor space. So the people at Sandpoint Furniture and the folks at Bitterroot Outdoor encourage you to get out with friends and family and enjoy dinner on the patio, drinks around the fire pit, or just relaxing on your deck year-round in comfort and in style. That's Sandpoint Furniture across from the Bonner Mall in Ponderay, still making your house a home for almost 80 years.
If you develop land, you know the frustration. The lot that won't perk. The soil that stops a good project in its tracks. Before you walk away, call EcoJohn. Our discharge-free wastewater evaporation systems can open up properties traditional septic systems can't handle, giving developers and investors a new path forward. No mound systems, no drain field, no sewer. More buildable lots, fewer surprises, better returns. Septic John by EcoJohn. Build where others can't. Visit SepticJohn.com or call EcoJohn today to learn more.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
Welcome back. I'm Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. I am very pleased to have Nicole and Les Chamberlain of Off the Tracks Wellness with me guests today. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. So what exactly is Off the Tracks Wellness?
Off the Tracks Wellness is a wellness clinic that we designed for Equiscope Therapy, and it's help the body change how it functions. So chronic pain, chronic illness, the Equiscope machine is what we were bringing to the community to help support it.
And Equiscope, it's like a device.
Correct.
And it has electrical current to it, frequency?
Picocurrent that's guided by frequency. So it's the same ampere of the cell of the body. So it's designed specifically from a scientist to support the body's rapid repair and recovery. So nerve support, cells, organ function, tissue, anything going on in the body that's not functioning correctly or causing chronic pain, we can help turn around.
All right. That's fascinating. And how did you discover the Equiscope?
I've been doing a lot of networking through the community for many years, and I happened to be at a networking event, and I was explaining how my husband had a chronic knee pain. For over a month, nothing was working, and they told us about an office in Ponderay, and that office led to my husband Les going in and having a session done on his knee, and in 45 minutes, it took down the pain, the swelling, and brought back his mobility, and we've tried many other modalities, and this is the only one that really worked very quickly, and while it's doing it, it is conducting repair, And that process, we started repairing a lot of his injuries. And we just decided after quite a few sessions of our own to have a conversation on how else to bring Equiscope to the community.
So something you mentioned, it helps recent injuries, but past injuries.
Correct. Past injuries that have a nagging pain or scar tissue, nerve damage, tissue damage. Or maybe it's just as simple as the brain's not kind of realizing that some changes have happened because the brain wants to remember the last pain that it's had and hold on to it. So it's helping recommunicate as well.
So kind of rewiring the nervous system?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Wow. That sounds really wild.
It is.
You had shared with me once that the scientist with the missile guidance system?
Yeah, he worked for the government with the missile guided technology, and he had started developing multiple machines to support soldiers in recovery.
And so he was involved with the development of mm-hmm. the Equiscope.
Correct.
Ah, that's fascinating. So once you had this remarkable curing or healing of your pain, you decided that you wanted to bring this to the community yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Les has had a lot of chronic injury pain from injuries over the years, and I had myself chronic pain for over 20-some years, and nothing had completely eliminated it. You'd have ease of pain at times, but we realized soon after our own experiences and our own recovery that it just needed to be brought into the community more. We needed more people to understand that they don't have to live in chronic pain. They don't have to have inflammation. They don't have to have that mental struggle of dealing with their daily life because they are in pain and they're not having any success in turning those symptoms around. So we went through all the training that we needed, built our own network of like-minded modalities to help support clients, and just brought it into our community more so that people can have that another ray of hope. We get a lot of people that say they just no other reason to try it other than it's our last resort, or we've tried everything else. And when they see the results and they get the repair that their body's needing, they tell us they've got hope again. Mm. And so it changes their quality of life.
That must be really rewarding.
It's amazingly rewarding. Like I'll work long hours, long days, do a lot of research. I've had some tough cases come in, and I'll still come home at night, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and I'm just glowing, he says. And he's just like, what's going on with you? And I'm like, we had some amazing breakthroughs. We had some amazing steps that are finally showing that client that this is working. Mm. So
that's great. So how did you come up with Off the Tracks Wellness for the name of your business?
Well, we have property near the railroad tracks, and we were going to start a different business years ago, and we kind of forgot about it. And Les just woke up one day, and he's like, hey, we still got the Off the Tracks. Let's just use that, because turned out our first office in Ponderay was off the railroad tracks, and it was just a coincidence. Our new Sandpoint office is near the railroad tracks again, so we just kind of stuck with it. And when you think about it, Idaho is a very active community, and we're always out doing stuff, either hiking or fishing or biking and dirt biking, all the things that can cause injury. So when you, it's kind of turned into one of those, when you're off the tracks, we'll help you get back on track.
So. That's pretty cool. So you started out with an office in Hayden?
Started out in Ponderay.
Oh, okay.
And then we opened an office in Hayden about 5 months later. And then the Ponderay office shifted to Sandpoint.
Okay.
So we're in Hayden, in Sandpoint, and soon to be Bonner's Ferry.
Oh, wow. Three locations.
Yeah.
That's a pretty rapid growth. You've been doing this for a year?
Almost a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're just following the need and the desire, and there's just a lot of people in pain. And
how do you find your customers?
I do a lot of networking, as I mentioned. I've been doing that for years. And so the networking has helped a lot. Excuse me. And primarily it's word of mouth. Once people have experienced Equiscope and had their own results, they share it. And that's been very powerful. When you have a friend or a loved one in chronic pain and they can come out of that, it causes a bit of a tidal wave of knowledge that goes out. So.
Yeah. And that is something that a lot of small business owners that are just starting out, they don't feel like they have time to network. And yet it's one of the most powerful ways to grow your business mm-hmm. and get your name out there is by meeting people and talking about your business.
Right.
Yeah. And you're obviously really good at doing that.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah. Doing it for years in Kootenai County and up here in Sandpoint area. And
And it's paying off.
It's paying off. You make a lot of good connections and relationships over the years, and people trust you and they learn who you are and what you do. And it's a great business builder.
And so is networking your primary? Do you do any other marketing?
Very limited. We have a basic Facebook page and website. It's all about connection, being authentic. More so in having that actual relationship with somebody. We don't do flashy Instagrams or all that's a benefit, but for us and with our business, we just find that it's definitely word of mouth and the experience that they're having.
Mm-hmm. What has been the biggest challenge that you faced since starting your business?
Biggest challenge, I guess, would be the purchase of our second machine.
They're pricey.
They're very pricey.
Mm-hmm.
But
do they require any upkeep or maintenance?
No, I'm just general upkeep. There's not really any maintenance. If there's something that goes down, we can ship it out. But the longevity of the machines have been very astounding for who we've contacted and talked with about it. They've not really had any problems with them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So what do you wish you knew before you started the business? Something you discovered once you got going?
That's a great question. I think maybe time management of business and personal, because we have a hard time saying no to people that are in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're learning that balance better, because as you grow and start a new business, you just want to be there for everybody.
Right.
And it's something we've heard. Les has owned a business before, and I had another business as well. And so that one was more kind of 8 to 5-ish. This one, we keep it flexible. So we were, you know, going all in for the first start of our business growth, to grow the business, but also to be flexible for clients that have different schedules, because not everybody can take time off
during the day.
Work. And so evenings and weekends, we keep that flexibility. So it's just finding that balance,
mm-hmm.
knowing what people told us on doing that in the first place, but now actually starting to do it.
Yeah. And you schedule everybody like manually. So you mm-hmm. have a phone call or a text with someone, and then you put it into your schedules. You obviously share a schedule so you know
mm-hmm.
what the other's doing.
Yeah.
Learning that the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, going into business with your spouse is challenging.
It's rewarding. Very rewarding.
Oh, that's nice.
But we want to keep it one-on-one for scheduling, not just have a automatic schedule option, because we want to have that rapport. We want to have a conversation with the person, make sure we understand what they're coming to us for, and then just give them that good education over the phone prior to coming in, so that we make sure that it's a good fit for them and how else we can help them. And it gives us a better idea of a game plan, not just kind of walk in blind.
Mm-hmm. Has anything surprised you about this business that you didn't expect?
I would say the health and wellness side of it in regards to holistic health has been a big surprise. That's opened a lot of amazing avenues for connections with our community, with other holistic healers, the other modalities out there that can really help clients. So we've really seen a big growth and change with our own selves, with how we've even taken on new therapies. That way we understand the therapies that we can also encourage our clients to go and seek out additional ways and resources to help themselves.
Sandpoint does seem to be like a melting pot of Eastern ancient types of healing and things that took place thousands of years ago and that we're rediscovering.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. So any big thoughts for your future expectations or goals that you're trying to achieve that you want to share?
We are looking at developing a clinic environment. And so we have been in the talks about that for a few months now, on bringing like-minded modalities into the same center with a focus on client care and how else we can do it. So we've got quite a list of people already interested in growing that business with us, and we're just looking at locations in the Sandpoint area so that we can continue serving this community.
Wonderful.
So it's pretty exciting. We've got some really great plans in mind, and we hope to share that soon.
All right. And how can people get in touch with you or learn more?
The best way is to call or text, and that
Yep.
Number?
Yes.
My number is 208-964-0256. If I don't answer, it's usually because I'm with a client. So texting is great as well. And then Les's number is 208-967-3728. And both of us can happily help with any questions. And
awesome. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Les and Nicole Chamberlain of Off the Tracks Wellness.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to take a station break, but don't change that dial. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio, FM 97.1 in Sandpoint, 1450 AM in Bonners Ferry. We'll be right back.
The penny might be going away, but not at Jalapeños. Every Thursday, bring in a penny and turn it into something delicious. Buy any appetizer and any drink, with or without alcohol, and get another appetizer for just one penny. Yep, 1 cent. All day, Thursdays only. Check the couch, the car, or that junk drawer. Because at Jalapeños, a penny still has value.
Spring Fling is back in downtown Sandpoint. Join us April 25th at 11 a.m. The kickoff is at Tomlinson Sotheby's in partnership with the Pondere Winery. Grab your passport, collect stamps at your favorite shops for a chance to win a $3,000 prize pack. Enjoy exclusive deals, live music, and tasty refreshments all day. Plus, your participation supports our local breast cancer survivors through Send Me On Vacation. Don't miss the fun. See you downtown. Visit sandpointdowntownshopping.com for more info.
Ready to feel stronger, more confident, and energized? At Backyard Kettlebell, you'll learn safe, effective kettlebell training with beginner-friendly coaching in a supportive, non-judgmental environment. Whether you're just starting out or looking to change up your fitness routine, our sessions are designed to help you build real strength that fits your life. Discover how kettlebell training can work for you at your pace with expert guidance every step of the way. 319 Church Street in Sandpoint. Stronger starts here. Backyard Kettlebell.
Need a new ride? Wheels and Waves has got you covered with easy financing on all new and used boats, motorcycles, UTVs, cars, trucks, and vans. No matter your budget, we can make it simple for you to hit the open road or the water with confidence. Check out our extensive inventory or find the perfect vehicle for your summer adventures. Visit us at 43 Algoma Place in Sagal, Idaho, or apply online for financing or just view the inventory at wheelsandwaves.com. Your dream ride is just a click away.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at lesschwab.com.
It's time to move your fires outdoors. The Stove Corral reinvents your outdoor living space with a fire garden chat table, fire pit kit, or a fireplace the whole family will love. A fire garden features mesmerizing flames and customizable burners, whether gas, wood, or electric, and handcrafted in the USA. The Stove Corral will help you design your dream fire garden outdoors. Visit the showroom on McNerney Road just off Kootenai Cutoff. You are the heart of your home. Let the Stove Corral keep you warm.
Welcome back. I am Mickey Hemingway, and this is Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio. My next guest is Katie Bogalke, the Executive Director of the Sandpoint Community Resource and Vision Center. Welcome, Katie.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's always fun to have you on the radio. So, what is happening with the Envision Center?
Okay, well, we have so much happening with the Envision Center. Always. We have, coming up on May 2nd, we have a fundraiser. It's our Kentucky Derby Watch Party. It's happening from noon to 5 at the Hive, downtown Sandpoint. And we're super excited about it because we have, so far, over 12 desserts that have been donated to that. Ooh. We have excellent prizes for our best dressed, our best hat. And then we also have some games that happen on stage where we Advance Ponies by Rolling Dice, and people can get in on that with our bookies that we have at the. It's way over the top, and it's a little cheesy, but super, super fun. And what we find is that during this shoulder season, if the weather's nice, people come out because they're just excited to get dressed up and have a day out on the town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is your second annual.
It is our second annual. And like I was explaining before we were on air, last year was our first time doing it. It had a super low barrier of entry, and we're hoping to just continue growing this because the needs of our organization continue growing. And so our need for funding continues growing. Last year, we had 53% increase in our clientele. And so with that, we are trying to hire another client resource specialist so that no one is going to voicemail when they call us. If somebody drops in, we have somebody who's there and they can sit with them and give them that time and attention that they need in person. Because we recognize that, you know, if you're coming through from Bonner's Ferry or Priest River or anywhere in Sandpoint, you know, people are driving in to see us. And so we want them to be met with care and compassion and a listening ear for at least that half an hour that it takes to get their client story in and then, you know, start connecting them to the resources that they need.
And I've heard a phrase that I think your predecessor used. It's not a handout, it's a hand up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And so what we realized also is 70% of our clients are coming to us for the first time. 71% this past year were first-time clients asking for assistance. And so often they come just really humbly, like, we don't know where to begin. This is my first time asking. I heard that this support exists. Is this really true? And so what that ends up entailing is we sit with the client, listen to their story, and sometimes it takes about 20 minutes for them to share, and other times it takes up to 45 minutes. And then we listen, actively listen, and start plugging in ideas for where they can get assistance, whether that's financial assistance or referral assistance, if there's programs that exist out there. You know, occasionally we're not able to help, but at the very, very minimum, they're met with compassion and a human face, which we just find so important, especially in this day and age, is that, you know, another 43%, I'm throwing a lot of statistics at you.
That's okay. They're good.
I'm proud about because I can remember them. but 43% of our clients are seniors, and many of them are needing assistance in technology. And then also they're lonely. So just having someone to come and talk to and to be in community for that little bit is very important for them.
Yeah, this day and age of high tech and, you know, touchless this and that and everything's online, we really have lost those connections, the human connection.
Absolutely. We had a gentleman come in. He was, I believe he was a trucker, and he's retired now, and he was taking a trip out of the country, and he came in and he goes, this is a really oddball request, but I'm about to go traveling out of our country, and I'm afraid I'm not going to know how to use a kiosk or read these screens. And, you know, so he wanted to just practice what it might be like at the airport and using technology and getting better equipped on his phone.
Well, what a smart thing to think of to come in for help.
I know. I thought that was amazing that he knew we existed and figured, okay, I'm give it a shot. And he came in, and of course, we're like, we're here to help, you know? And that's what I think is really incredible about the Envision Center is it's not one thing. It's not just people who are dealing with, you know, housing crisis or vehicle transportation issues or needing meal assistance. It could be somebody whose parents are aging and they're figuring out what that looks like and how to assist them. And it's not people in need. It's really people in need, people meeting needs, and everyone in between that make their way through the Envision Center doors. And we couldn't be happier about that.
And you have some co-working space that you actually lease out to other organizations. So talk about that.
Yeah. So we have over 14,000 square feet of space now in the old Coldwater Creek building. We're on the second floor, and we have 35 partners, 17 nonprofits and 18 businesses.
Wow.
And yeah, we all share that floor. We share internet. So you think about the savings and the just the reduction of costs that we have in that. So we have one internet bill. Everybody has 24/7 access to that floor. We have a shared conference room space that each of those tenants are allowed to use when they need to, you know, expand their space. We have a break room, and we have some extra, you know, board meeting space in that area as well. And what we find is that we're just a stronger network together. And like I was mentioning, so some of those partners are nonprofits, but others are businesses and entrepreneurs. And so we're always referring to each other. We have engineers on our floor. We have recruiters on our floor. We have a web developer and an app developer. And so like our friend, his name's Lauren Whitney, and if you're needing a website, he's on our floor, and I've probably given him 5 to 6 clients just because of referrals, right? And who does a good job? Well, I know he does a terrific job, and he's on top of it, and I know he is accepting more work because we're having conversations at the water cooler. And so it's just really cool how these networks get strengthened by being in that space together. We also have the Department of Labor on our floor, which is a really great opportunity for us to come alongside people who are finding themselves in a new stretch of their lives, right? Like they don't see this coming, and now all of a sudden there's maybe some implications, and so we can come alongside them with resources. Or even, hey, we know of a couple of employers right here on our floor that might be interested in hiring you. You seem like a good fit. Or with our nonprofit partners as well.
Wow. Do you still have space available to rent?
We have some cubicles, but as of today, I think all of my offices are sold. So wow. I'm rejoicing over that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. We'd love to keep expanding. That building is relatively open. And so as long as we can keep adding, you know, tenants to that space, we'd love to continue expanding to see how much more of that building we can take over and grow.
Mm-hmm. So take us back to the beginning of the Envision Center.
Yeah.
It started out just with a couple of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing contacts.
Yes, exactly. So our two founders, they have now since passed. They just passed this last November, both of them within a month of each other.
Oh, wow.
I know, very sad, but also really exciting. I got to go and present at the funeral of Dave Peets, and I got to look out at a group of people that were just instrumental in creating the community that we live in now. There were so many nonprofit leaders and volunteers and familiar faces. It was lovely to see. And I was able to share at that meeting that because of their generosity, they started by helping a single veteran get connected to resources. And what they found was that it was increasingly difficult, or much more difficult than they had imagined, to find resources for this veteran. And what happened was, you know, emails were no longer valid, websites were not actually active, you know, the phone number had changed, or the program had gone away. And so they started a resource directory booklet. And then in 2014, we started an online resource directory and started cataloging all of our clientele. And so at the funeral, I was able to share that we know for a fact that we have impacted 5,582, I think it was, lives. And
wow.
That's just individuals. That's not families. That's not people that we weren't keeping track of before 2014. And it's just so incredible to think about the ripple effect that those two men have had, and where we get to keep expanding, you know, from just their seed of generosity. It's so cool to think about.
Yeah, and you just think about just, you know, their desire to help.
Yeah.
And the ripple effect, like you said, it just is amazing because you probably take that 5,582 and multiply it times at least 10.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That just boggles my mind.
Right. I know. It is. It's just incredible to think about the, you know, the amount of families that stayed in their homes, the amount of, you know, single moms that their cars were fixed so they could keep their jobs and get their kids to school. You know, just the people that needed to be seen and heard and loved on for a second, that maybe were in a mental health crisis and that are here for, you know, because of that, that friendship. We can't even begin to know the impact that they've made in all of the lives across our county. So
that's wonderful.
It's very cool.
Well, it's time for another brief break, but we will be talking with Katie again after we come back from our commercial. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
With fire season around the corner, now is the time to take a hard look at your property. Acree Enterprises is a third-generation locally owned logging company, helping North Idaho landowners reduce fire risk, improve forest health, and even generate income from their timber. Acree specializes in selective logging for 10 acres or more, not clear cutting, so your land looks better when they're done. Honest work, real results. Call Ruben today for a free property walkthrough. More info at acreeenterprises.com.
Panhandle Habitat for Humanity is building more than houses. They're building hope in North Idaho and will break ground this spring on two new homes, giving families in the community the stability and dignity they deserve. None of this is possible without you. Whether you donate, volunteer, or shop at the Habitat Restore, you're part of the solution. Every purchase, every gift, every hour of service opens new doors for families and neighbors in need. Together, we're building homes, hope, and a stronger Panhandle community.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor-performing wood stove with a new high-efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the three most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference and the 30% tax credit. Located in Ponderé. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
It's almost time for Lucky Number Tuesday at Bi-Mart. Thousands will win Knoppers hazelnut wafers just by matching their ending number. Plus, buy them for just $2.50 with Tuesday-only pricing. Match your entire number and you'll win other great items, including Coleman's Tideland sleeping bag. Make sure your favorite Bi-Mart is marked as your home store, making it possible for you to win with your entire number. Thousands win every Tuesday on Lucky Number Tuesday at Bi-Mart, where you just match and win.
It's time for a getaway, and big wins are in bloom at the Kootenai Casino. This April, don't miss our $20,000 Rain Down the Riches drawing. Plus, enjoy mystery hot spins every day, and starting April 17th, experience 24-hour gaming every Friday and Saturday. Ready to get away? Come enjoy a stay starting at just $69 per night midweek, or upgrade to a Riverview room for just $89, and we'll include two breakfast vouchers. Dine with us at the Springs Restaurant, where your cravings are covered. Start your day with an 8-hour New York steak and eggs for just $15. And for lunch, enjoy a salad bar and a cup of soup for only $10. Or sit down to one of our Fab Four dinners, including fish and chips, London broil, sweet chili salmon, or chicken fettuccine for just $16. And relax at the spa at Kootenai. Luxuriate in a 30-minute massage and signature facial for $119. Or an anti-stress facial and spa pedicure for just $99. Come win in April. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. This is Mickey Hemingway of Moment with Mickey, and I'm chatting with Katie Bogalke, the Executive Director of the Sandpoint Community Resource and Vision Center. Welcome back.
Hey there.
So we have more than just the Kentucky Derby watch party happening on May 2nd. You have a few other things that are going on.
We do. Before that, this week, Thursday, we are hosting our fourth annual retirement mixer, and we're doing that out at the Elks Club. And no, it is not dating for seniors. It is. it kind of is dating for seniors in regards to where you like to spend your time and give your gifts. So we have five different nonprofit partners that come and present, and they share all sorts of opportunities for engagement. So it might be volunteer opportunities or board positions that they have available. And really what we find is that our retirees in this community are just a wealth of knowledge. And also we want to make sure that when they move here or have, you know, entered a new stage of living, that they are plugged in and continuing to give back to their communities and find meaning and just opportunity to connect and grow in this next phase of life for them.
yes. And I hear it a lot. I heard it when I was at the chamber. I also hear it with my networking group, Group Level Up, about how it's hard for people who are new to the area to meet other people.
Yep.
That are like-minded or, you know, that are interested in similar things, and it can be challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we try to have a different organizations from different realms of the nonprofit sector. So we have arts and culture. We have some outdoors groups that are presenting. We have the teen center that's presenting. We try to keep it a nice range so that it's not all, you know, civic groups. Because most people know to look right away for Rotary or Lions Club. But,
sure.
But what are the other opportunities that are out there? What's getting people outdoors? What's getting people connected to music? What's getting people connected to children or seniors, you know? And so everybody has a different passion, and we want to present a bunch of different opportunities so that folks can plug in where they see fit and just learn. And maybe they don't end up doing anything. But I will say that over the past 3 years, we've gotten a couple treasurers connected to boards of directors. We've gotten, I mean, this one I thought was really boring, but Barbara Carver, if you're listening out there, it's not boring. You're very valuable. And she's connecting seniors to insurance plans. Okay. And that was something that, you know,
well,
to me.
That's daunting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like, wow, what a dud that is. But how amazing for people who are in need of that and that organization that got to scoop her up. It's,
yes.
It's just so cool how things like that happen. And I just learned about that a few weeks ago.
So cool.
It made me happy.
Okay, and that's happening Thursday at the Elks.
Thursday at the Elks Club from 3 to 5, and then folks are invited to stay afterwards for dinner. They've got that great little restaurant over there, which is,
yeah.
I think, goes under the radar sometimes. So,
yeah, it's easily forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, and now you have a big event coming.
Yes.
Live Give 7B.
Yeah, so Live Give 7B is something that our entire nonprofit sector is doing, and it's also a part of a larger statewide initiative called Idaho Gives. And this is our second year doing our hyper-localized version of Idaho Gives called Live Give 7B. And last year, we had 73 participating nonprofit organizations come together.
Wow.
Yes. And what we do is just try to make a splash in our community, let people know that so many of the things that we love here are really fueled by nonprofits and their staff and their board of directors and their volunteers. And so last year, $229,000 was collectively raised.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
and
awesome.
It was incredible. It was really an incredible feat. Katie Cox of Kiniksu Land Trust and Dig Krismer of, at the time, the Novia Foundation were instrumental in getting that off the ground. And in year two, the Envision Center has come alongside it to really help amplify the work and help some of those nonprofits be more prepared for this year's Live Give 7B campaign. What we learned last year was that a third of the participating organizations didn't raise a single dollar. And the reason for it isn't because they have a bad mission. It's because they weren't prepared. And so we've been hosting the last 3 months a nonprofit growth summit to help people understand how to tell their stories. We've been giving them a toolbox for social media usage and newsletters. We've been helping them create videos. And so during the week and weeks leading up to Live Give 7B, which is May 4th through 8th, we're hoping that it's unavoidable. If you live in Bonner County, your ears and your eyes are going to get infiltrated with some materials from all of these nonprofits that are participating.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's been a lot of work, but it has been really rewarding to come alongside the nonprofits. We have a very big range of, you know, nonprofits' budget sizes. Some have executive directors. Some do not. Some have working boards. Some are just volunteer-based. So it really is the gamut, and getting to understand these organizations has been really eye-opening and enjoyable, and then getting to help them just create these tools and learn how to share their messaging and hone, you know, really what would Bonner County look like without your organization? Mm. And that's such a powerful question to ask, and I think it relates well to listeners when they answer that question succinctly, because it will resonate.
Yes, All about storytelling.
Always.
It really grabs the listener.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Completely.
So that's Live Give 7B. And again, the dates are?
Yeah, the dates are May 4th through 8th. And then I'd love to just quick share what's going on the week of.
Okay.
Because we have some community spirit days that are going on. So on Monday, May 4th, we've asked all of our participating nonprofits to dress in their 50s attire to get, you know, dust your, see if your 50s gear still fits you for the big show on later in the month. Mm-hmm. And this is in honor of Carolyn Gleason. This is a great way for us to, like, showcase like what nonprofit and individual support does to our community, right? And so that's what we're doing on Monday, May 4th. On Tuesday, May 5th, which is Cinco de Mayo, we are trying to get max capacity at the 219 lounge at 219 p.m., a town shot. Have you ever seen on Instagram or Facebook where they line up like all the shots and then they pour into each other?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm envisioning.
Mm.
But they have 94. 94 is their capacity, their fire loading capacity, okay. And I think we can do it. And so there's a town toast at the 219 on Tuesday, May 5th. And then on Wednesday the 6th, we're inviting folks to come to the south end of the Long Bridge. We have Live Give 7B yard signs that have been put in all of our participating nonprofits, yards, and their board members and their staff's yards. So you should be seeing those around town soon, if not already. And then on May 7th, we are having a community happy hour where folks are wearing their favorite outdoor gear and joining us for beers at Utara.
Oh.
And then this all kicks off, there's so much, on Friday, May 8th at a community-wide celebration at the Hive from 3 to 6 p.m. And I'm so excited about this because we are hosting a Card Sharks. It's an old game show. And during this, we're going to have contestants. All of our sponsors will be entered as contestants on this game show. And that's when we'll do the final reveal of how much money was raised collectively and how we compared to the rest of the state in this giving campaign. So
there's a lot going on that week.
Oh, tell me about it. I've got cotton mouth talking about it.
And so that, where can they find out more information if they missed something?
Yes. Okay. 7bgives.org.
Is the website.
Is the website. And there's an events tab on there that has every event that we're doing, as well as all of the nonprofits that are participating. And so really during that week, we are tallying all of our donations and we'll be reporting that back to the community as well as to the state and Idaho Gives.
Okay.
And so we want Bonner County to show up big and strong. We know we have three times the national average of nonprofits in this community. Mm. Can we bring in three times more then?
Good challenge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we have just about 30 seconds left. I want you to talk about the golf event that you have.
Oh, my goodness. So many things. Okay. June 22nd is our annual golf tournament out at the Idaho Club. And we would love for anyone who would like to come out and golf in that to join us. It's a terrific day. The Idaho Club has so generously given us that course for the sixth year in a row. And we just have a blast out there celebrating and soaking up the sun and hopefully some good golf shots.
And I know a lot of participants that have enjoyed golfing out there. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, thank you.
Always a pleasure, and you have a lot going on.
I know.
Yeah.
Deep breaths.
Yes.
Thank you, Mickey.
Anybody can handle it. It's you.
Thank you.
Now, heading into the last few minutes of our hour together, I have a special segment that I'll be sharing. This is a moment when I share a tip, an insight, a wisdom, or a challenge. And these are designed to help you be the best you can be. And today's moment with Mickey is called Strive to Be Great. Does a tree grow until it thinks, well, I've done good. I'm taller than all the other trees around here. I think I'm done growing. No, of course not. A tree grows to be as big and as tall as it can possibly be. We humans, however, have the ability to choose. We have the ability to choose whether or not we're going to continue to grow our minds, our knowledge, our skills, and our capabilities. Once former schooling ends, a lot of people think, hey, I've learned everything that I am required to learn. I am done. Well, that may be true in theory, but if you're not learning, then you're not growing. And if you're not growing, you're doing the opposite of growing, which is dying. Don't settle for good enough. Be the best you can be. Strive to be great. Well, thank you for being with us today. If you're interested in meeting other business people in the Sandpoint area, check out my networking group that I host the second Tuesday every month at Marigold Bistro. Visit the website grouplevelup.com to learn more. Thank you for listening to Moment with Mickey on North Idaho Radio.